man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run.
Welcome, welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us at the Trump Phenomenon, a show where you can get your calls in. I'll try not to run out the clock here so that you do get in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, I promise you every night that we're going to give you, well, and what night is it? It's April 5th, 2018. I promise you that we're going to give you some good news, because the Trump era, the Trump phenomenon is such good news. And thank you, Paul, for joining us tonight. Paul Fromm in Canada. Well, some excellent news. Donald Trump was in West Virginia today, and it was a great start to his speech, where he had a speech prepared, and he just took the paper on the table and threw it behind him and said, "Oh, this is boring," and went into a freestyle, classic Donald Trump presentation. Here's some of the write-up on that, and I'll play you some of the audio in a bit. President Donald Trump on Thursday ditched his, in his own words, boring, prepared remarks at a tax roundtable in West Virginia, and instead repeated his claim. And, of course, now this is written by Politico, which is a left-wing website. So they are, of course, opposed to Trump in everything that they're going to cover here. So just allow for that verbiage. His claim that millions of people are voting illegally, and boasted that he was right about the threat of Mexican rapists. "You know," he says, "this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but to hell with it," the president said, tossing papers in the air. "That would have been a little boring." The event, at which the president and state officials in West Virginia were slated to discuss the recently enacted Republican tax law, quickly veered off track as the president doubled down on some of his most incendiary and unsubstantiated claims. Of course, remember,
that's,
this is...
That's just outright editorializing. It's not reporting. It's
right. This is what we're used to. Yep. Trump, who in announcing the launch of his presidential campaign in 2015, denounced those he called rapists coming into the U.S. from Mexico, bragged that the caravan of immigrants making its way through Mexico in recent days had bolstered his claim. "Remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened?" This is June 15th, 2015. "Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. I used the word rape," the president said. "And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody has ever seen before," unquote. A New York Times report published on Wednesday found that the caravan, which originated in Central America and has since broken up, largely consisted of women and children who were fleeing violence and crime. Fresh, which is just another way of saying they were fleeing their third world country. Fresh off a White House declaration that the president, that was my editorial that I inserted there. Let's go back to Politico. Fresh off a White House declaration that the president directed officials to deploy the National Guard to the southern U.S. border to curb illegal immigration, Trump railed. And notice that the loaded verb there, railed. He didn't speak. Yeah. He didn't. He railed, which gives the impression of someone screaming, who's slobbering, and railed against chain migration. And they put chain migration in ironic quotes, as if that's somehow deserves ironic quotes. It's not an actual fact, chain migration, which it is a very well-documented noun, chain migration, and rebuked Democratic officials for not addressing border security at the legislative level. The president also revisited his widely debunked claim that millions, again in ironic quotes, of people illegally cast ballots in elections. And, quote, in many places like California, the president says, the same person votes many times. You've probably heard of that. They always like to say, oh, that's like a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people. And it's very hard because the state guards their records. They don't want to see it, unquote. Speaking alongside several prominent Republican allies from West Virginia, including Governor Jim Justice and Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Trump was lavished with praise on stage. The Jessica Hodge, a speaker who the White House said would save more than $2,000 because of enactment of the GOP tax bill, burst into tears halfway through thanking the president. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you for caring enough to allow us the opportunity to come here and tell you thank you to your face, said Hodge, whose voice trembled as she spoke. My little 10-year-old wants to be president someday. It'll happen, Trump replied. While supporters heaped praise on the president derided his detractors. He hammered Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia for voting against the tax bill, suggesting that voters would have the chance to retaliate at the ballot box in the fall midterm elections. You're going to have a chance to get a senator that's going to vote our program, Trump said. That's going to help you in so many ways. I'll skip down to the article. And there we go. That's the coverage of a great event today in West Virginia. Another great event happening here in the Trump era, and that is going on right now. Let me see if I can't find it for you. Breitbart is holding a now we're changing the subject here a little bit, but Breitbart is the biggest media outlet that favored Trump all the way through the election. They are widely credited by everyone who studied the media during the election with being the most influential in helping Trump's win. And today, they're actually having a conference live. I'm going to play a little of it for you. It's going on right now. A live conference entitled Masters of the Universe, Big Tech versus Free Speech. And this is Breitbart. This is a story that Breitbart is covering very, very well, which is that especially Facebook and Google, these tech giants owned by left-wingers, they are now taking the role of censoring our speech, even though they're corporations. And we're not set up. We don't have any structure right now or law to deal with what happens when a private or a private company, what happens when they become the censors? What law do we invoke to get them to free up speech on their websites, which they unfortunately own? Here's some of this. I'll play what's going on right now.
They represent 80% of the digital ad spaces, Facebook and Google. So what do the advertisers say? Hey, look, unless you put some sort of a provision in place that you're not going to use this data for evil, we're not going to be a part of this. Is there anything that the groups of the like that can do?
No, not really.
That's the problem.
We can't, I don't want to hog the time. I really feel bad. even though I have really, really good things to say. But if you go online, look for my essay. It's called 7 Simple Steps to Online Privacy. If you look at that, then you can actually find out what some of these alternatives are. But at the societal level, what we have to do is much bigger. I'm actually working with business people, academics on 3 continents right now to try to make this happen. The problem is I don't think we're going to get it set up in time for the November election, which is terrible, terrible, terrible news. But what we have to set up is a monitoring system of the sort that I developed with my team in 2016 to monitor the 2016 election. But we have to set up a much bigger one that will actually keep an eye on what these companies are showing people on their screens and what they're saying to people through the Google Home device and through Siri, for that matter. I mean, we need a monitoring system. We know how to do it because we built it. We built it on a small scale. And we are actually right now trying to raise the money. It's expensive, but we're trying to raise the money to scale up that system so that we will collect 24/7 hard and cold evidence showing whether Twitter is shadow banning Ann Coulter, for example, which they probably are doing, whether on election day Mark Zuckerberg hits a key on his laptop and sends out go out and vote reminders just to supporters of Hillary Clinton. If he had done it, now I don't believe he did because I think he was overconfident, but the point is if he sends out that kind of reminder, if he had done that on November 8, 2016, do you know how many additional votes she would have gotten that day? 450,000 additional votes. 450,000 people would have gone out and voted for her who otherwise stayed home. That's the power.
But if now I'll turn this down. Very interesting. This is a panel, folks, that includes Peter Schweizer, the great author of Clinton Cash and also now Secret Empires, the New York Times number one best-selling book exposing corruption at the top of the deep state. And that was the man speaking right there was a new name to me, Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. And what he was outlining there, he's not even a right winger, I don't think, but he is an advocate for free speech. And he has done really scientific study and set up systems of detecting people like Zuckerberg slanting our media, acting like the Ministry of Truth. And he just gave the example. He said Zuckerberg, if he hadn't been so overconfident that Hillary Clinton would have won, he could have, with one click of his mouse, sent out a reminder to everybody who he knew would support Clinton from his monitoring of what you post on Facebook. He could have reminded 40 million people, go vote right now. And what this guy Epstein said is that would have, by his scientific study, yielded almost 500,000 votes for Hillary Clinton, which would have changed the outcome of the election. So this is scary as can be. And he says, I don't think we're going to have a fix in for this by the election of 2018. But Breitbart's all over this story, which hasn't been covered. I'm broaching it really almost for the first time on this show right here tonight. Here's Peter Schweizer talking. Let me turn this up. This is Peter Schweizer.
Know what are elements of the algorithm, and you know, people that monitor these things and know these sorts of things can convey in layman's terms to us precisely what the algorithm is designed to do. Because here's the bottom line. The algorithm is math, but it's biased depending on what the people creating the algorithm want it to bias. So if they say we want to suppress negative stories about Hillary Clinton, the algorithm will do that. If they want to elevate negative stories about Bernie Sanders, they can do that. It's all up to the operators, and it's so secretive right now, we don't know how the sausage is being made, so I think transparency would be a great solution.
I think that's a great answer. Can we fit in one or two more questions?
Okay, pause the young lady. I'll pause that there. That was Peter Schweizer, and you heard how important what he's saying, folks, is that we are in a very scary situation. Google's controlled by left-wingers, hardcore. Facebook and Twitter controlled by hardcore left-wingers, and they know how with this word algorithms, which are just mathematical formulae for how your data is displayed on your screen, they can control without, and this is the important thing, he said, we don't know how the sausage is being made. What kind of junk is in there? It, you know, the sausage factory isn't telling us what they're scooping up off the floor and putting into the sausage casings. Well, we don't know the algorithm. We don't know what they're doing. And it's especially scary. You know, we're used to dealing with this question vis-a-vis our government. But our government does have First Amendment. There are some rules with the government. There are some fairness doctrines. There are some transparency and Freedom of Information Act aspects to our government. We don't have any of that with a private corporation like Facebook or Google. They can do whatever they want in their headquarters, and they don't have to reveal it to anybody. So what this session at Breitbart is tonight, Masters of the Universe Conference. Oh, here's Ann Coulter. Let's listen to her.
Idiots.
Okay, let's pick another question. Let's pick another question.
I missed it. She said a classic Ann Coulter statement I just missed. But they're trying to brainstorm how we can defend ourselves, because coming up in 2018, Zuckerberg is not going to be overconfident this time. Google's not going to be overconfident. And all these speakers, Schweitzer, Epstein, and Coulter, they just made the point, look out, they are going to come at us full tilt in 2018 and 2020. They are in full panic mode. They are not going to hold back at all. They said in 2016, they did hold back. They were so sure that they were going to win. That's why these FBI, deep state people, they were texting messages back and forth to each other, the lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. They were texting back to each other because they were sure that nobody would ever be able to see their messages, because Hillary Clinton would become president and nobody would ever divulge their conspiracy.
It's right. I mean, free speech is, as long as, I mean, until the country decides we don't like our Constitution anymore, and I do think we're headed in that direction. As long as we care about the First Amendment, I mean, ultimately you can't have Facebook and Twitter and Google, I mean, particularly Facebook and Twitter, at least from what I know, acting as publishers. You can't do it. Then every idiot that they are, I mean, right now, you can go look at the responses on my Twitter feed and find 200 defamatory statements about me that are untrue, that are insulting, that are, you know, I can sue for. Well, you know, I'm not going to sue some idiot. I don't read them, but I might want to sue Twitter if they're the publisher now. Okay. And I don't know how you maintain a law where that you have this one special protection for an internet company that is now operating as an editor.
Okay, Google is not only protected by CDA 230, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, right? They're not only protected by that. They're also protected, believe it or not, by the First Amendment. And a lot of people have sued Google. I was very closely following one case for a long time. That was decided last year. It's the eVentures case. And the court came down 100% on the side of Google. Google had just eliminated hundreds of websites belonging to one company, almost putting them out of business. And Google just flipped, so we don't like these. Gone. The court ultimately ruled here that that was okay because Google is exercising its First Amendment rights.
Now, you see the problem there, folks? We're between a rock and a hard place. That was that person speaking right there, who knows the most of the three of them. He knows more about this issue than Ann Coulter or Peter Schweitzer, who are, you know, on our team. Robert Epstein, he's just a great researcher, period. I don't know what his politics are, but he knows the law, and he supports the First Amendment. And there he cited that Google gets away with things that the government couldn't get away with. So it's an amazing quandary we have here, Paul, where we have a company that's the size of a government but has the freedom to act of an individual. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Transparent. I've been programming since I was 13. You can't. If they gave us access to their algorithm, that wouldn't help. It would accomplish nothing. The EU is doing some things right now. They fined Google last year $2.7 billion for having biased search results that put their own comparative shopping service ahead of those of competitors, virtually driving competitors out of business. Huge fine. They have two other big actions in progress against Google right now. And May 25th of this year, the EU puts into place very strict privacy laws, which are going to have an impact, at least in Europe. And I think it was just this morning, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook said, well, we're going to abide by that, these new privacy laws. And I don't trust anything they say. I think that we have to get smart, and we have to see how big this problem is, and we've got to be very, very creative in how we cope with this problem. And I don't think that the traditional approaches that we've used in the past to deal with big bullies or oligarchs, I don't think they're going to help us now. I think we've got different challenges this time.
All right, I think we have time for one.
Now, that folks, you just missed something. This speaker. Again, he's new to me. Robert Epstein, he said he's the guy who knows the most about this problem. And he says, folks, you don't know how big the problem is. He said They have the power, and they have done it. Google has turned – they turned off the entire internet to Japan for a number of minutes. They have that much power. They can turn off an entire nation. They can turn off the entire internet. They're that big. 80% of the advertising revenue comes through Facebook and Google. I learned something, all of you out there, you're using a browser. I didn't realize this. Google's Chrome browser now has 85% of the market. That's amazing. That means 85% of you out there are using Google's Chrome browser. And somehow they got you, I've used it. But that's a huge power. If you're using their browser and they're controlling what you see and your search engines, and there are no sanctions. They use the example of the EU punishing them $2.7 billion, which is just a traffic ticket for them. But they're making the point that not only can Google at the executive level and Facebook, here's a quote that happened here just a moment ago. All this is happening live. Here's Ann Coulter talking live.
And if Trump doesn't keep his promises on immigration in about two generations, that's going to be the United States of America. So get used to it. But we are seeing a genocide there. And if we're going to take any refugees, it seems to me it ought to be particularly these white farmers who are being chosen and killed in really horrible ways. And you can find it by doing a Google search, but you can find these web pages. They're not just going in and shooting them point blank. They're really disgusting. They're boiling people to death. Just really sick, sick tortures. They're outnumbered. There aren't that many of them. They're going to be wiped out. Oh, and just one more point that a lot of Americans don't know. We're so used to, colonialism. No, the Boers, the ones who are there, were there before the Zulus. They got there first. The Zulus came down like 100 years later. I mean, we are witnessing a straight-out genocide. And as I kept offering the president before he was president, I could handle all of immigration before breakfast every morning. And I do it on Tinder. And the Boers are really tall and good looking. So they're pretty much all getting in on the anti-immigration plan. Besides the fact that, this is a culture. They're Dutch people, but they've been living for hundreds or for centuries away from the Dutch. It is a culture that will be gone. If we care about.
This is wonderful stuff, folks. That's Ann Coulter live right now at this conference Breitbart is holding called Masters of the Universe, Big Tech versus Free Speech. So I thought it's a big deal. It's a very important conference. So I thought I'd bring you some of that live in tonight's show. And also Donald Trump's appearance today in West Virginia, where he said, I was right about those Mexican rapists. Really good. Doubling down. And yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the name there, Masters of the Universe, has been bouncing around in my head since you used it yesterday. That was a line from Tom Wolfe's novel, The Bonfire of the Bounties, which is very captured sort of the crazy Wall Street spirit of the 1980s. And the masters of the universe were the stock traders, and each day they could make fortunes in just a few seconds, and of course lose fortunes, but and they thought of themselves as invincible. Then of course the protagonist accidentally hits
hold that thought. We'll come back to Tom Wolfe, Masters of the Universe, and Paul Fromm. Stay with us.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back, both Canada, and talking about the bonfire of the vanities, and perhaps that's where the phrase is coming from, Paul. Masters of the Universe, Breitbart identifying for us, and you know, hats off to Breitbart. Nobody else is covering this story. They're educating me. All of this seems, something I would have been aware of, but they're documenting the nastiness of it, and this author Epstein, this researcher, behavioral scientist, he is documenting. They now have ways of measuring exactly how, well, not exactly, that's the wrong word. They can gauge roughly how much Google, Facebook, Twitter, they are slanting what we get. And, you know, Paul, this is like, the left never stops trying. If they can't get a ministry of the truth through the government, as in 1984. Here they are now with a stranglehold via corporations achieving the same thing.
Yes, it's even more sinister because many people who rightly believe in free enterprise emotionally support that, but they would be suspicious of government, and yet these corporations have crept up on us. Going back to the meeting of Masters of the Universe, in Bonfire of the Vanities, they referred to the hotshot traders on the the very bullish stock market. But of course, there are setbacks. And the man who is so confident one day can be financially ruined the next, and that's part of what the story played out. It also showed that even the Masters of the Universe are vulnerable, and the protagonist accidentally hits a black kid, and in a bad area, and this escalates. It's a long story, but it escalates, and he is ruined in his career. And in a way, the title is good because it suggests that although they have a lot of power, they have to be taken down. And I'm wondering if some of the old antitrust acts and anti-monopoly acts shouldn't be enforced against the. There should be competition. It shouldn't be just Google or virtually nothing else. I know there are some small small sites starting up as alternatives to Twitter and Facebook and so on, but as yet they're minnows compared to the great white whale of Google and Facebook and Twitter. But that's something I think patriots should be actively promoting. That this has got to be stopped.
Yeah, and folks, this guy Epstein, he is making the point. He's educating people as to how big the problem is. Google, what is Google, you ask yourself? Well, Google, it's been a while since I checked up, but Google is a company that operates server farms that are so vast, they take up a whole city block of thousands and thousands of very powerful computers. The computing power that Google wields is mind-boggling. It would cost tens of billions of dollars just to buy the equipment that they're operating. And all of this from a private company that's not answerable to anybody, not answerable. Here's where this libertarian, the horrible libertarian argument comes in. Because they're privately owned under the libertarian theory, which unfortunately has gained so much currency in our society, well, it's their right. They own the company. It's their right to do what they want with the information that comes in their private servers. They own them. But what Epstein is saying is that he has documented that they will, at any given moment, they are absolutely wiping out thousands of websites. Some of you out there may have experienced this. I've experienced it. I've had a couple of websites where the people who formerly went to my websites, they log into the website and they get a big red, bright red page that says, "This website is dangerous. Look out. Watch out for your computer. Something bad might happen to you. Get out of here right now." I mean, it's a horrible sort of page. It's horrible to me when I get the page, but it's just something that anybody at Google can stick on any website they don't like, including, they make the point, the tens of thousands of employees of Google who share a corporate culture, a mindset of hostility to us right-wingers, they sitting at their little cubicle like Winston Smith, they can do this on their own, cowboy style. They can find a website they don't like and just go whack, and that's the end of that website. Or another slash, and they can cut the traffic to that website to a tenth of what it was. In other words, they can mess you up in so many ways, they are masters of the universe. And here's a line from a Bonfire of the Vanities. There's a line in there where he says, one of the stock traders says, after he sells a block of $100 million in mortgage bonds, which would in today's dollars would probably be a billion, He stands on the top of his desk, beating his chest and hollering, "I am a master of the universe." So that might be the line right there. And let's go.
You just know that he's in for a fall, and he is.
Let's hope that's the rest of that's how it plays out. And by the way, folks, before we run out of time today, I do want to promote, I've forgotten in a couple of days here, I want to make a point of promoting the upcoming Patriot event that is scheduled for June 15, 16, and 17. Please mark that down on your calendar. June 15, 16, and 17, it's being put on by the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens. Jointly, we're doing this. And people, the calls are coming in. I'm answering calls here. I'm organizing the event. So you can call me at 701-317-5317. That's my personal phone number. And I can handle getting your tickets, the banquet, accommodations, the hotel. It's all in one building. It's such a beautiful location for a Patriot event. And I've learned new things today about the security at the event, which will be extraordinary. It's going to be a great, you'll be able to bring your kids or your wife or your husband to this event. It'll be very safe. And I hope you'll attend. The tickets are on sale and people are snapping them up. Just call me or go to our website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. You'll find a page there describing the event. You'll find my phone number on that page if you didn't get a chance to write it down. But just call me, and we're asking people, don't look for a PayPal button or something, or a credit card button. By the way, that connects directly with the story we were just covering there, Masters of the Universe. One of the things Google is doing is demonetizing Patriot websites. And they demonetize. That means take away the money. Get rid of their PayPal buttons. Get rid of their credit card buttons. Get rid of ads that might provide revenue to the website. They're doing this across the board. So here's how we're going. We're going old school. Mail in a check. It's a simple solution, a low-tech solution to their demonetizing effort, and people are loving it. It's actually more secure for you. People don't like to give out their credit card numbers, and they also don't even like to type them in themselves. They are so suspicious of the whole system run by these people, Google and Facebook and PayPal. So you just put a check into an envelope and mail it to my P.O. Box, which is, by the way, the same P.O. Box at which you can support this show. That's James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And I'll get that mail immediately and respond to you. I'll call you back. I'm devoting my time full time between now and our June conference to making it work for you. So I had people just call me before the show. They want a top floor room. I said, you've got it. They said they wanted a view of the lake. I said, you've got it. They said, well, can we get a table at the banquet where we'll be eating with, and then they named one of our, they actually named Earl Holt of the Council of Conservative Citizens. I said, you've got it. So I've marked all that down, and they're going to get all of that. That's the kind of service you'll get at this event. And, we'll accommodate whatever, in any way we can, we'll do this for you. It'll be very personalized, giving you a great experience. I talked with Jared Taylor today. We're communicated with his office. I'll be going to the American Renaissance event at the end of April, which is at the same location, Montgomery Bell State Park, and I'll have a table there. I rented a table today. I have a bunch of literature that's already printed up and ready to hand out. I'll hand it out at that event. So that'll be part of the buildup to our June 15, 16, and 17, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event. The bulk of the event's on Saturday. If you can only come one day, that's that Saturday. Most of the people are reserving a room Friday night for $100, and a room Saturday night for $100. Really good rooms, twin beds, beautiful shower and bath, and it's right there in the same building. You don't have to go somewhere to your hotel. You don't have to go somewhere else to eat, and it's all right inside this great facility in the beautiful rural state park in Tennessee, and the security is going to be magnificent. thanks to the state of Tennessee state park rangers and police, and they're, you know, providing fabulous service to us. So it will be very, very secure. Let's go to a caller, George in Texas. Hi, George. What's on your mind?
How you doing? You hear me?
Very well. Enjoying the Trump era.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, talking about the master of the universe, you know, like I say, I'm glad. I think we need to revise and have the Sherman Antitrust Act, because when this act was passed, we had a, Carnegie Steel, we had a Standard Oil run by the Rockefeller. I mean, Andrew Carnegie. You had J.P. Morgan with the electricity.
Right. It might be. That's one tactic. Busted up the way Standard Oil was busted up, so that Google, you know, can't run. You know, they'd have to break into a bunch of companies. But, you know, the problem would still be there, because if you had six mini Googles out of the one Google, it's the same left wingers would still own it. They would. And this is what the best guy, the best mind on it, Epstein, he was saying, we don't have the solution. Right now, what we need to do is perfect our detecting means so that we can detect the problem, so that we can monitor 24/7. He said, we can monitor what's going on Google and Facebook, and we can detect their slanting of the news, their slanting of information. That'll be part of the solution, is getting the public aware, hey, you know, you're getting screwed. And once they become aware, then solutions are more likely to emerge. But he said the solutions for this problem, he said, there is no historical precedent. He said, we're going to have to come up with solutions that are not from the old book. We are going to have to come up with new solutions, a lot of imaginative stuff, so that we actually get free speech back on the Internet.
Another thing, too, I would like to see busted up is the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation, all these left-wing foundations that fund all this agitation that's going on. It's sort of like makes an unfair level. It doesn't make the level play field.
Yes, that's another problem for another day. We'll talk about that, surely. I like getting the word out. Tonight, I want to get the word out on Masters of the Universe, and we'll be covering this story big. And folks, you out there, you've seen it. When I talk to people about their websites, like today, talking with people who are coming to this conference, they're mailing checks, written checks to me, and I'm going to walk them down to the bank. That's what we're doing. We're going old school, because they've demonetized. They've taken our PayPal buttons away. And one of the things they'll do, we'll have a button set up, and it's working. On Monday, by Friday, they've messed it up for us, leaving our people, you know, in the lurch, and leaving money that's in the pipeline, in transaction, that has to be gotten out of the pipeline. And that can be done in general. But, I mean, that's a big headache. So we're just going old school. You know, put 50 cents into the postage on your envelope, stick your check in there, address it. And thank goodness the U.S. Post Office still works well. And
do you take a cashier's check?
Sure. Money order? Sure. Anything you can stick in an envelope. Money orders are great. They're very secure, because if it's lost, you can get it refunded. Those always are secure in that way. Your personal check, of course, very secure, because a third party can't cash that. If someone does cash it, then you get your money back and everybody's made whole, because whoever cashed it did so improperly and they're now on the line for that check. So you're secure with that old school. Just send a check. It works very well, and it just simplifies the whole thing. I think you'll see Patriot websites all over the web saying, we're talking about checks now, folks.
And back the old-fashioned way, because you can't be traced electronically.
Yes, exactly.
But another thing, I really think, I don't know, this is probably a little bit off subject, but I'm really thinking about this now, because, you know, our side, we got so many talented people You got writers, and we even got, like, actors, good actors, too. And I think we need to bring back what they call Patriot Theater Radio, like they did in the old days. Because I really think we're going overkill on the talk, and I would like to see some, like, value patriot-based entertainment on these patriot channels.
Yes, and it will have to be pitched. I'll put in my own 2 cents worth here. I've done that kind of radio myself over the years, and I've myself at times gone over the top. If I were to go back and listen to some of the shows that I did 15 years ago, I think some of what I did was over the top. I'll give a thought on that in just a moment in our last segment. Stay tuned.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Thank you, George.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are.
We'll be back, folks. And, in our last segment, and I'm going to close with a powerful thought here to sign off with. At this Masters of the Universe conference part in Metairie, actually, here is the here's a quote from this event. Pretty powerful stuff. Where is it? My goodness. Here is the article. Just a few minutes ago, one of the participants, Robert Epstein, I keep forgetting his name, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, he said this: Google is the most powerful mind control machine that has ever existed. Let that sink in, folks. This guy knows what he's talking about. This is his profession. The most powerful, he's in the study of behavioral research, which means mind control. The most powerful mind control machine that has ever existed. And here are some of his suggestions. He suggests getting rid of Gmail. I use Gmail. Get rid of it. Getting rid of Chrome. I mentioned that 85% of us use Chrome as our browser. He says in order to fix this stranglehold, we've got to pull their grip off of our necks. We've got to cut our connection to these services. And he says, get rid of Android. Well, that's what's running my cell phone right now, Android. So I'm up to my eyeballs. I'm actually, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Me too. You know, you were talking about demonetizing sites. A lot of people who have produced YouTubes and have their own site or channel at YouTube's discretion make a certain amount of money because they allow YouTube to put ads there, and they get it helps. And my great friend Brian Rue, who has over 1,700 videos on the Brian Rue site, R-U-H-E, he was recently delisted
by YouTube.
Fortunately, he has these backed up, but they were already ruling a number of his YouTubes could not be monetized. So,
a perfect example. How many YouTubes has he made?
1,700. He started off with doing Buddhism and meditation. Now, those were okay from several years ago,
The point being, how much work he's put in. Imagine that, folks. 1,700. Yeah, that's his whole life.
And he's interviewed just about everybody that's anybody. He's done a lot with Representative Dr. David Duke, over 100 with me, and they just strip him of his income.
Right. Look at our vulnerability there. The greatest mind control machine in the universe in history. That's powerful stuff. We'll talk more about it, folks, tomorrow in our show, tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.